Welcome to This Day in History. My name's Rory St. John, and this is WHRW Binghamton. Did you know that on November 6, 1917, led by Bolshevik Party leader Vladimir Lenin, leftist revolutionaries launched a nearly bloodless coup d'etat against Russia's ineffectual provisional government? The Bolsheviks and their allies occupied government buildings and within 2 days had formed a new government, with Lenin as its head.
Here I am, Kerensky. I am in charge of Russia. Now, I let everybody own their own land, and I approve of private property, so that people can spend their own money on anything they want. They can be spendthrifts and prodigal. For instance, I buy yacht for every Russian.
Oh, that's great, because I'm using all the money that I have to buy all these guns. Yeah, this is a coup.
Cool, but I am spending money like this and that. Spend money, start business, own land, own everything, exploit worker. I am Kerensky.
Actually, I hired those workers and we're shutting you down.
Shutting me down?
Yes.
But I exploit them. I am bourgeois.
Yeah, I employed them.
I guess we'll all remember this day as a huge victory for fiscal responsibility and communism.
Don't forget guns. Bang, 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 bang.
Thank goodness I don't bleed.
The communists absolutely learned the lesson that fiscal responsibility leads to a brighter future, which is why they got rid of money altogether so they wouldn't be able to spend any anymore. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.